Warning: this podcast contains mature language and adult situations. Listener discretion is advised.
Pulling in 3, 2, 1.
Hello and welcome to episode 4 of the Fidelis Guild podcast. Today is Thursday, June 20th. My name is Derek Davis, also known as Titus on Wildhammer. I'm here with 4 people from Fidelis. Hey, baby girl, this is my D-voice Desmond.
What up?
We also have put those goddamn legendaries on Transmog Ecat.
That's right.
We have Mama Fidelis herself, Elantari.
Hey.
And we got Leth, and I still haven't thought of anything for you.
Hello, all.
Alright, so, how is everybody doing?
Good.
Good.
Life sucks.
I'm doing great.
Why, because
you still can't transmog legendaries.
So, Ecat, what have you been up to in game last week? This last week?
Well, you know, not so much in the game, but I looked up the lead designer. It took a while to hunt his ass down, and his name is Rufus Fiedelmeiser. And you know, Rufus Fiedelmeiser needs to get his hands off those goddamn legendaries, pull his head out of his fucking ass. But that's just my opinion and millions of others.
Okay, all right. So, Desmond, what have you been up to in-game?
The usual, just raiding and gearing up my shaman. I actually got into a raid today where it was on the fourth boss of Tot, and we got him down to 1%, but we wiped.
Oh, so, that sucks.
Yeah.
What item level is your shaman at now?
510.
Higher than your monk?
No, my monk is 515.
Ellen, what have you been up to in-game?
I tried LFR and nearly killed myself. Because it wasted about 3 hours of my life, and I got dick for gear, which would be great if that was true, but really, I mean, I got nothing. And that was pretty much it. It was a big waste of my fucking life. And then we raided, and that was it. That's all I've done.
Yeah, I feel the same way about LFR. I jumped in there and tried to do some shit, and I got shoulders, but that was about it. And it felt like a huge waste of time, because I didn't want to hang out with any of them. They were all dicks. People were pulling trash into the group that didn't need to be pulled and trying to kill everybody.
Yeah, that was a big problem in my group, too. Like, people just trying to troll everybody else, and it's like, really? Stop wasting my fucking time. Like,
yeah.
Add to the fact that it's already fucking painful, and then fucking pull that shit.
Do you think that shit's happening more now that it's summer?
Yes, because all the little fucking kids are out.
That is true.
Yeah, are you seeing a difference in your LFRs, Desmond?
Oh, no, I do mine all Tuesday. Well, the grown-ups are there and the kids are at camp.
On Tuesdays?
Yep.
All right, what have you been up to in-game, Seth?
I've did LFR and got nothing too, but I also finally upgraded my lowest piece of gear, got rid of my 476 boots, got some 502s, and just been raiding goddamn Horadon down to 4%, died, motherfucker. But really, that's it, yeah.
Yeah.
Did some transmog thing, runs last week, too, but nothing really good.
You didn't get any of the stuff you wanted?
Well, I'm just looking at one piece. We ran it for Ecat and Ellen. But, yeah, none of their pieces have dropped.
That sucks. So it's been the same with me. Tried some LFR. Still didn't like it. Same bullshit as always. So, Ecat, what did we do on... Well, I guess we got 2 weeks to go over. So how was raids last week, Ecat?
You know, raids last week wasn't all that great. This last raid was fantastic and heartbreaking at the same time. I mean, shit, we're at 4%. 4%, that's insane. You know, Desmond had the suggestion of regemming, and I did it. I think it helped. The healers say no, but I kind of think the healers are full of shit. But I don't know. I'm, you know... nothing personal. But it just, you know, the referred to the DK tank or crap moment, I didn't see it as often. And I felt like I had a smoother rotation and a smoother firing of cooldowns. I don't know. What is your opinion?
Well, my opinion on you. So, how did you rework the gems, Desmond? You want to explain to everybody?
Yeah. I compared the gems to like some of the top end raiders that down heroic and all that, and looked at Mr. Axe Robot and kind of asked them questions like, how do they want their tanking to be? Like, want to be more smoother with damage intake, or just take damage and be able to heal it back? And that's bait went off that, basically.
Right. So you went mostly stamina, though, right?
Somewhat. Somewhat stam and mitigation for Bark.
Mitigation?
Yeah.
Well, it felt to me, Ecat, that you were more spiky, because it felt like I was having to go for my nature swiftness a lot more than I was before. And hearing from John said he didn't feel it, but I think he had to lay on hands you more than he normally does. So it's like we're going for bigger, faster cooldowns, which, in my opinion, is, you know, what you have to do when you get spiky. There was times where I'd go for my nature swiftness and I'd already used it, and then I'd have to start spamming regrowth on you. So it just felt way spikier to me, but maybe it wasn't. Maybe I'm just retarded.
Maybe it's hard to compare that when we're sitting there in progression and we're learning the raid and making less mistakes and being more consistent and getting further. We continually run to the point where, oh shit, we haven't been here, and you start seeing small mistakes and things like that, and the panic kicks in and things. So it's hard to, I don't know, it seems really difficult to try and determine the overall effect. I think it's going to take a couple raids before we can really get our head around an opinion.
Yeah, it's only been one, right?
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to check and see how it works out tomorrow. Yesterday we raided. How'd that go, Desmond? I know you're pretty heartbroken about it.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was a bad moment, but honestly, I think if you was to ask everybody if they want to raid tomorrow instead of having fun night, I think everybody would, the ambition of wanting to down Horda, and everybody would say yes.
Well, why don't you explain what happened yesterday?
Okay, see here. Yesterday, we went into it kind of first two gates where we got that down perfect. We got a little few mistakes here and there on the second gate, but we fixed it up. The third gate was one we really had trouble on, and we eventually got that off, and the fourth gate was just a little pushover compared to the third gate. And
so how did we get around the stumbling block of the third gate?
To tell you the truth, I do not know. I think that just came eventually, as you keep going and progressing.
I think it had to do with managing the adds on the tanks part. Because, you know, we tried looping them around the backside of Horden, and that didn't work. And then we tried going back and forth in front of Horden, and that seemed to work better. So just managing the adds better, and telling shots to misdirect left to make sure telling him to multi-shot fucking everything so all the aggro went to left was brilliant, but why did you have to tell him that? That's fucking retarded.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so I think just managing ads better is how we got around that. And the orbs were kicking our ass for a while. And once we got... Sorry, Leth, what?
Yeah, no, I was going to say, no, because I'm a big part of that whole third gate. But yeah. I think really what helped is, and what I had to keep telling myself, was really calm the fuck down. You know, I was so distracted trying to find everything. I was constantly trying to move around and shit. I was like, just stay in a place and tank them and quit running quite so much and just calm the fuck down. I think everyone just kind of did that too. It was like, just calm down, do what you know you're supposed to do, quit acting like a frantic person on fire, and I think, no, actually that kind of helped a lot.
Is that kind of all the ways, like, how all new bosses go?
When you first start them, yeah. It's like, I mean, crazy. Especially bosses with ads. You know, bosses, like, the first boss is Jinrock. Shit, I can stand there all day and not do freaking, you know, just do my rotation and make sure I keep my abilities up. And it's not too bad because there's nothing really to worry about, you know? But right. With ads, it's always until you finally realize where everything is, how many are coming out, where they come out, you're just antsy. So I think finally I've learned exactly where and when things come out, so it's a little bit, I don't panic quite so much.
You're getting your, like, rhythm down?
Yeah.
I think it's a natural progression to a fight. When you start out, it's crazy and hectic, and as you get more and more into it, it seems to, like, level itself out, and you figure your shit out. So Desmond, what was the best we did on Horadon? What did we get him down to?
It was, what, we had 3% left, I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
3% wipe on Horadon.
And that's everybody scrambling, running around like crazy, DPS kiting him to try to get that last few percent out.
So what, did we ever figure out the problem, what happened?
I have no idea, because it's, I will always take the blame for this. I don't know why I got crushed twice. I don't know, really, I really want to know. I really want to go back in and on tomorrow and see, does that freaking war god put some sort of debuff or something on my ass? Because I got crushed twice in a row, well, and I don't ever get crushed by shit.
I don't know.
Does,
I don't know.
It's sister death.
I don't know death. I mean, the death, damn it. I don't know, Seth. Sorry. I think EK got a bigger dick than you do, so he's able to fuck him a lot more.
Oh, oh no, that ain't right, man. I'm standing by my fellow tank, man. What went down wasn't natural. Wasn't natural. It wasn't right. Something's going on.
It's
got to be a debuff or something. Because, you know, shit, he never gets one-shotted. That was insane.
It's different when the cards are turned on E-Cat.
It happened twice, though.
I'm not sure I like it. It's a very uncomfortable place. I'm used to being the shithead. What the fuck?
Another thing, too, I also got on Gore's ass. Was it today, Seth?
Yeah, it was.
He was on another alt again, running LFR, and I decided to just ask him, like, why don't you gear out your rogue instead of your alt to your rogue first? That way, you can help us out in the raid. So he did that, and he said, but he got a new dagger and a new trinket today, so he should be.
No way!
Yeah, he got a 502 dagger.
Because he was just bitching about that. I think I was listening to that conversation, and he's like, "I do that 50 million times, and it never fucking drops."
Yeah, it was on our first boss in our LFR today. He hit his Megara, the three-headed dragon, you know, the not dragon, three chimera thing. And he got gold in the first one. He was all pissy about it. You know, he was all like, yep, another bag of gold, and here I'm going to roll and get him another bag of gold. And he rolled, and he's like, I got a dagger.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That is really awesome. I can't say much, though, because I don't ever go into LFR because it sucks.
I mean, but you don't really have much to do like him. Well, you do have a lot to do, but not like what he needs to put out.
What's his item level currently?
Gore's? With his two items he just added, I don't know, but before that it was $4.99.
Still
$4.99 is not bad. I mean, he should be doing more than what he was doing.
Hey, Ellen. You know, hey, Desmond, I wanted to say, I appreciate you putting the time in to research and look up and re-gem. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent works, doesn't work. I mean, I'm all for trying something different, and I wanted to say, you know, that I appreciate you doing that.
Absolutely.
It's no problem, man. I just hate being stuck on Horde, and I hate him so much.
Stop kissing his ass.
Horde does suck, and I am really happy you did go through.
Well, and Titus, I know a lot of us are thinking that a lot of us have talked today, at least, you know, not all of us, but a lot of us have talked and said, oh my god, I wish we could go back tomorrow instead of doing the fun night. We want it that bad that a lot of us have said today, oh my god, can we please just fucking go back to that guy?
Yeah, and I think because we do Fun Night for a morale kind of booster kind of thing, but I think overall, if we can get a Horrodon down tomorrow, it'll be a bigger morale boost to the guild than any Fun Night we could do.
Absolutely.
And then we're so fucking close, you know.
That, even though that 1%, that 3% white was bad, but it still put that fire back under us to where we ready to raid for real again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think if we do, and we, I mean, we could go in there and just one shot Horrodon. I mean, it could happen. The best attempts of the night are usually the first and the last.
And at times we have no flask.
Yeah.
That 3% flask right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
So with your flask left, you may not have got one-shotted. You may have got two-shotted.
No, it's something else. Have you looked at the logs yet to see the world of logs?
No, I haven't, because I fucked up and forgot to push my macro and actually record the logs.
Oh.
For that night.
That's fun.
Yeah, so I fucked that up.
So it, we're just going to file that under fucking mystery.
Yeah. It's going to have to be. Because I fucked up.
I wonder if you could, like, Google that shit or something. Like, no, you can't Google that shit, but well, you know what I'm saying.
According to Nightmare in Twitch chat that I lost now, let me look. One second. He said something about the goddamn Adam. Hold on.
Nightmare's Bell Dandy.
Yeah, Bell's in. Okay, so
oh,
Bell.
Right now. With...
Yeah, right now. I'm streaming.
Hi, Bell.
Hey, buddy.
What's up?
He said he puts a debuff, but only the war god does more damage. He says he looked it up in the journal after we ended raid last night, and he says hey to everybody.
Hey.
So there is a debuff.
Yeah. Bell says there is. He found it in the journal. So that's... Does it persist through death? Because that's weird, because you got res and you still got two or one-shotted.
Yeah, but was that because... I don't know, do I come back at full health and all that? I think you do, right?
You with my res,
to come
do.
Back, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I wasn't like, I don't know if I wasn't buffed or anything. I came back immediately and taunted. So I don't know if that had something to do with it too.
It may have.
Is it War God Jolik?
I think so. I'm just telling you, Seth, yeah, you got a great penis. Ellen, for one night, can you give Seth his balls back?
No.
I mean, no. These may help him. That's like extra defense points.
Right here. Look.
Oh,
they're in this
God.
Little jar right there. This little cute little attachment.
What does the note say?
Actually, it's my kids. My kids gave it to me. Thank you for making my 8th grade year so colorful. So
that person's gay.
It's a girl. It's an 8th grade girl.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely gay.
Jesus Christ.
She's definitely gay.
It came with M&Ms. She wasn't gay.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely gay. Different colors. M&Ms.
Wait, so what's in there? What is it?
Nothing right now because I ate the M&Ms. But
balls.
But I was joking about it holding his balls.
Oh, it looked like something was in it.
No, there's little ribbons on the side.
Oh.
But Ellen, you got to get those back. I mean, that's like what? Two defense points right there.
I'm going to defend Seth now. He is always the one to take the blame for anything that goes wrong, even when it's not his fault. And I don't really think this is his fault, so stop being a fucking prick, Desmond.
I'm going to have to step up for my tanking homie. Man, that was unheard of. It doesn't make any sense. There's something going on. There's some dynamics that we didn't see. And, you know, think about it. What we've been to that point a handful of times. We're bound to discover something that's like, oh, shit, didn't see that one.
Yeah, Bell says there's the debuff, so that's got to be it. We have to check into it. So it's looking like we're going to do Horrodon on Friday.
I'm all for that.
I would love to.
Shots is not going to be there, so we've got to convince Jap.
To be on time, yeah.
I will punk Jap to be there.
Desmond, all I can think about is your nipple now. You stood up and I was like, oh, nipple time.
He got all ready. Look at him fixing his seat.
My phone's ringing.
I try.
All right, so
let's
see what's next on the agenda. Did you guys check out the new garage model?
I did.
I did. I'm confused, though. What's the difference? Like, I know it's a corrupted one, but what's the difference?
No, if you watch it, the emotes are completely different and a lot smoother.
Oh, the emotes. Okay.
Yeah, it's like the way he moves and stuff. Like, it just...
Oh, okay.
It looks more like the panda does, and that's what people were saying. Is this the new orc model?
It should be.
And it should be, because it's a really good model. Compared to what it was, I mean, it's an awesome model.
And if I remember correctly, the human, the orc, I'm trying to remember a couple of the other ones, they were like the first ones in the game that were made.
Yeah.
So they're like the oldest, and they really need to be redone.
I won't be happy until they fix Night Elves either, though, because Night Elves need work too. They're almost as bad.
Are not a Night Elf anymore.
I know these things, but I don't give a shit.
So they have the new Grosh model, and they came out with the corrupted Grosh model. Did you guys check that one out?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It looks really awesome. That big purple blue thing behind him. He looks totally evil.
He looks corrupted, don't he?
I think that's the fucking point.
Well, no, what I'm saying is he doesn't... We're going to fight Grosh. He's the last boss of this expansion.
Right.
Right, so it's not...
I don't think this expansion... There's no way 5.4 is the end of the expansion. But...
How long has it been out?
No, from what I've heard, they said that they don't plan on any more major update content patches after 5.4.
How long has Mist been out?
It came out November last year. So 7 months?
So I would bet that 5.4 is coming out in November, like this fall?
I don't think it'll be that long.
August? Wow, what are they going to do for a year?
I don't know. They may
keep us interested with the next expansion?
They may. I think November... When is the BlizzCon? BlizzCon was announced. I don't remember the date, though. Is it in November?
Yeah, is it? I thought it was...
I thought it was October.
It might be October.
Something like that, yeah.
It doesn't matter. I'm expecting the new expansion to be announced at BlizzCon.
Yeah.
That's my expectation.
Well, but they just announced pushing back Titans, so... So...
Yeah, so Bell said, here's a text. War God Jarlak unleashes a savage cry, inflicting 100,000 physical damage to all players, increasing damage dealt by War God Jarlak by 50%. This effect stacks.
But it should just be the War God. It shouldn't be... I don't know.
It doesn't matter if it's a
B-mash. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. So that's interesting. So that shouldn't affect the Horrodon at all. And Bell says that Blizz is planning to do an X-Pack every year. So we may have a new expansion by the end of this year.
That's a lot of money.
No!
They've been talking about wanting to do that for a long time, and they've been talking about getting patches and stuff out faster.
Well, it's part of their current business plan, because... they've seen some pretty hardcore declines since 2010. I think current subscriptions about 8.2 million, which is, you know, nothing to sneeze at.
Oh, no.
But when you've got a cash cow like that, and they're only delivering expansion packs once every 2 years, and you're seeing declines, that doesn't make any sense. It makes sense that they need to kick it into gear and start appreciating their numbers.
Well, that, and look at it, when do they have the most subscribers and most people coming back to play? The beginning of an expansion. Why wouldn't they want to get those out as fast as humanly possible? Big patches and new expansions are when players want to come back. So I don't see why they wouldn't do that. And I heard that their business model is to get patches and expansions out faster. So it wouldn't surprise me if we had a new expansion by the end of the year.
We haven't heard anything about it. It's pretty close.
Just like I told John, once WoW hit max level 100, I'm done.
You say that.
I mean it.
Why? Why is 100 the magic number?
Because I played a game past 100, and it was ridiculous.
What game did you play past 100?
Phantasy Star Universe Online. Max level went to 180.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they do it in small increments like this, you don't feel it.
Oh, I felt it.
Well, you got 50 million fucking characters, you're going to feel it.
Exactly. I felt it.
So anyway, going back to Grosh, looks like he's been corrupted by the Shaw.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think the Shaw you fight in this one, they talk about it, is the Shaw of Pride.
Yep.
fighting this new patch?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the last Shaw. The last Shaw. It's a Shaw of Pride.
We managed to kill them all except the last one, which is the most powerful one, Shaw of Pride.
Right. So my question to you guys is, Leth is as a lore junkie or lore nerd or whatever you want to call it, who do you think takes Warchief when we take Arash down?
It's...
Good topic.
I think it'll be Vol'jin. I think Vol'jin has the highest fan base, and it's what kind of this whole thing's been around is Vol'jin. So that's what I think. Bane's too new because his father, he just came this expansion because his father died. Blood Elves people make fun of, even though I'd love to see Loroth and more be
Warchief.
Bane's
been in the lore forever. Bane's been in the lore forever.
Yeah. Yeah, he's been in the lore, but he just took over from his dad this expansion. Right. He hasn't been, like, leader of the Tauren. I thought it'd be really cool if they did away with the war chief and they went to a war council. I actually thought that, like, this week, that if they did and said, yeah, just went to a war council instead of a war chief to kind of be different than the Alliance. The Alliance has a king, the high thing on top. If they wanted to represent kind of the different part of society, not, you know, the Alliance are, they have a monarchy, they have that whole setup. If the Horde went a more diplomatic approach, you know, that'd be interesting.
Let's be real. We just want to kill shit. We're Horde.
What about Thrall coming back?
Thrall ain't coming back.
You don't think so?
They're done with that. They're done with that.
He just wants to
let him stay in his happy shaman with his baby.
He just wants to go there and have his baby.
No, my money is on Desmond's mom.
What are her special abilities and attacks?
Shit, she can kick his ass all over the place, man. She will send your ass for groceries in a heartbeat.
Getting groceries. Raising children. Shit, I bet she could slap off five of you. She's got an AOE backhand. Like,
fuck yeah.
Cleave, right?
And everybody hits the ground.
Everybody, yeah. It's a knockback. It's a stun.
Demoralizing shout. But
that was a good one, man.
I love how everybody gangs for a mom.
Hey, dude,
it's the only thing we
mom.
Got. You're black. We already know your dick's big, probably.
Probably.
You wanted to play fucking swords over the internet.
It's possible.
Shit.
It's not possible unless flesh is touching.
It's possible.
It doesn't count as playing swords.
You take a rule out so who has the longest reach? You go off that?
Wow. What about girth?
Do
you measure girth?
Whoever had the most pubes has the biggest shield, so...
What?
Oh my god, we're having this conversation.
Yeah, I don't know how this happened. So Bell thinks that Vol'jin is gonna take over. He said this is be the best pick, Vol'jin, in his opinion.
Yeah. Don't let Sylvanas be. Sylvanas is a bitch.
I was gonna ask you about Sylvanas, so what do you...
Kinda like her for it, though.
To? She's sexy, though.
I don't like Sylvanas. Sylvanas... is the biggest bitch. I just don't like the undead.
Jaina Palmore is the biggest bitch.
If people like the undead, like they think they're a cool race, me personally, I hate the undead. They're a sack of shit.
You're judging them? People who play undead, you're judging them?
Not really. But
I got undead rogues, you judging me? You bastard,
people,
huh?
People that like really love the undead and like, oh yeah, they're the best race. No. You apparently like just the dicks of society.
If you played a caster on Horde side in vanilla, you played undead. It's just what you do.
Yeah. We'll see. I was Alliance in vanilla.
So and I shot arrows right now.
As a night elf.
Yeah, see, Bell says that he loves Sylvanas, but he hates the undead models. I think those need to be updated as well, the damn models on the undead.
Didn't the undead betray, betray us in Wrath?
Everybody. They betrayed everybody. They're out for themselves.
Wasn't that a specific faction?
They don't give a shit about anybody.
I'm trying to remember. Wasn't that a specific faction of the undead?
Yeah, and they kind of overthrew Sylvanas, and she had to take back her city. But still, then she started resin undead with the same thing that Lich King was doing with her damn Valkyries.
Wait, who hadn't taken
But she was doing it for the army, though, and Girl Wife called her a bitch. It's fucked up.
Yes.
He gotta die.
It's one time I talked to my mom in that way.
Did he hit her like
Rihanna? She's a bitch.
No. Usually he's like, watch your tongue, you bitch. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't remember that.
What an asshole.
Why don't I remember that, Denton?
Huh?
Why don't I remember that?
You have to level up, that's why. Yeah, level up, dude. Yep, lots of characters I leveled. Lots of them.
So I know this is kind of an old topic, but we missed last week. So what do you guys think about flex raids?
Interesting. Interesting. Yeah. Like on those nights, we have like 11 people or whatever. It's like, that's a hard topic because it's like, oh, we can bring everybody. Yay, no one's left out. But it's not as good a gear as if we did 10 man and left that person out. But I mean, the only thing it really is good for is if you don't have enough people. Like, I still want to raid, but you can't do it unless they lower the min number of people.
Right. Yeah, and that's something else. LFR sucks, so I'd rather sit and not get the best gear with my own guild people that I like being around than fucking LFR.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to turn into three tiers of progression? Like, a guild will do all of flex raiding with their 10 people or whatever, and then after they finish all that and learn the fights on flex raiding, go do all of normal and then all of heroic?
I don't think...
I think they share lockouts, don't they?
No, they don't.
No, clean their lockouts.
That's fucked up. They're going to change that. It's Blizzard.
No, they won't. They won't change it. They talked specifically about not changing it because they want to open it to as many people as they can. But I think that hardcore raiders will do everything they can. They'll take their 25 people, they'll blaze through normal like they do, and they'll use flex raid, and they will use LFR still to fill in their slots for heroic. So hardcore players are not gonna, this just added one more thing to do to their play, in my
opinion. Damn, lost one thing in train of thought. Never mind, I'll shut up.
It lets you create also like a preliminary team. So if you're one of those larger guilds that has, you know, tons of people in it, instead of having Team A and Team B and Team C, you could have your slower people be part of the normal team. Be like, nope, you're not allowed to go on raids until you get normal done with this team. You know what I mean? Like, you're not even considered for invitation.
Right.
I mean, at least that's what I would do if I was managing a massive guild that was in-game serious.
Yeah.
Back in the old days, they used to just create separate guilds for them. But this is kind of interesting because you've got those guilds. You think of those small guilds that we pug from sometimes. That, you know, fucking LFR sucks. Everybody knows it, but they're not able to get the people for that bigger raid that we're doing. They're not able to get that together. So this is kind of the happy medium for them. So, right. I don't know. I think it's a good thing. I think it'll be interesting. I just do not want to be expected, and this goes for our guild, but even WoW included, I do not want the culture to move to, okay, did you do your LFR this week? Okay, did you do your flex raids this week? Okay, did you do your raids this week? I don't want it to turn into that. It should be an alternative, you know?
Yeah. So I heard it wasn't, like, it was somebody's opinion. I don't remember where I heard it or where I read it from or whatever, but they were talking about they think that they're going to use this to take LFR completely out. They say...
That would be fucking great.
They say that this is supposed to... They think, in their opinion, that this is taking the place of LFR in next expansion. That they're giving this...
Okay, because what would be the fucking point of LFR then? This gear is higher than LFR, right?
Yeah, it's between LFR and normal.
Okay, well, so then let's look at it this way. Then what's the difference between this and LFR? The fact that you have to have 25?
No, LFR is... they're going to match HQ. They're going to... you queue for it, just like looking for dungeon. They're going to be thrown with random people. This one, you have to organize yourself. It's not... they're not going to match it for you. If you don't have 10 people, you're going to be advertising in freaking... world chat, looking for more for flex raid, you know, whatever. And
where for LFR, you can push a button and get thrown into a group of 24 other people.
So that's the difference. So that's why with those guilds that don't have enough to do a 10 man, this isn't going to help them much. unless they just sit there and spam looking for more for Flex Raid, you know?
Yeah.
And pugging.
So with that in mind, do you think that there's been talk by Blizzard on the forums and stuff that they're going to, not that they're going to, that they're thinking about making it so that you could do it with less people as well. So it didn't have to be a minimum of 10. It could be 8 or 9.
I say that's cool, because we 9 man some bosses in raid, so.
Yeah. 9 would be good, because then you're not heartbroken when you're missing just one person. I mean, 2 people, you're like, oh, okay, we're missing some people, something's happening, you know. But if you're just missing one person because a couple people are out or something, then I think 9 would be good. I don't think that throws anything off way too much.
I think it's going to be strange that people going with 15 raiders and getting not as good a gear as 10-person raids. That seems strange to me because the culture thus far has been the more people you have, usually the better the gear is, or the more gear you get. There's always a benefit for having more people.
Yeah.
And then there's not.
I was looking at the item levels for it, and basically what they were showing for like from looking for raid to flex raid and to the regular, it was a 3-point difference between all of them. It was, say, like, the gear now is 502 for look for raid. The flex raid be 505. And then the actual raid be 508.
Oh, so that's actually kind of a minuscule difference.
Yeah, it's not like a big difference. Like, you would be hurting from it.
Right. So do you think that there's raid teams that are going to be flex raid only?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe, but I mean, I just think it would be a step to do. Like I said, I think if they did that, they would do flex rating to get gear good, you know, get good enough to do normal. I think it'd be kind of stupid to stop, you know, with just do the flex rate, you know.
What if they have a medium-sized guild?
Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah, well, what if you have a medium-sized guild? I mean, they all share separate lockouts. So what if you have, like, a medium-sized guild between 10 and 25 people? So you have, like, 20 people, sometimes 15 show up, you know, whatever. And you just plan on doing flex raids.
Then actually not be a, you know, I can see guilds doing that, especially casual guilds that, you know, just kind of just want to see content and, you know, not worry about it. I can see them doing it.
That wouldn't be, I mean, if you don't truly care about having the best gear, then you're not doing flex raids.
Yeah.
Hardcore anyway. You're doing heroics if you want the best gear. So, and from what I've gotten from reading this, it looks like it's going to be more like normal than LFR. You don't just run in there and you clear the instance or you kill a bunch of bosses. It's supposed to be, how do they say it? It's supposed to be about a boss a week, a progression boss a week is what I got from it. And that seems about right for like normals as well. Usually we're getting about a new boss down a week. Do you think it should be more like that, or do you guys think it should be more like LFR, where you just go in there and kill as much shit as you can before you run out of time at night?
I would like to be more like normal, but I don't know.
I don't know. It's kind of hard to do. I said if they did, like, maybe kept it like normal, would put like a nerf in it somewhere.
Well, it's supposed to be easier difficulty-wise.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, just put a nerf in it somewhere. Like, keep all the same mechanics as normal, but make it easy.
That's what LFR is.
LFR, they take out, like, some mechanics, though.
Oh, did they really take out mechanics?
Mm-hmm.
I guess I do not go in there enough to actually figure it out.
Yeah, they take out some major mechanics in some parts. Like, on the first boss, if the ball makes it to the water, and like, the explosion know how, like, it almost wipes us, it'd probably take out about, like, a 30 of health on LFR.
Yeah, but in normals, it'd kill you, right?
Yeah.
So, Ekat, what do you think of Flex Raid? You haven't said anything yet in a while.
Yeah, I don't really give a shit. I don't know. I mean, if the advantages that it saves us, or, you know, if we got one person out, if it helps us, that's fine. As an alternative to LFR, I'm all for it. LFR sucks dicks. I refuse. You know, so I guess I'd just have to see how it really works and what it really looks like. But, you know, from my point of view is, you know, I'm here to raid with y'all. I'm not going to be all fired up for anything that isn't that. So, you know, that's just my slant on it.
Right. Well, Bell in the chat says that you can queue for it.
For flex rate?
For flex rate.
Mm.
Which I was unaware of.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. Because I was thinking maybe this was going back to your server actually matters. You know, that you should, you know, if you have to pug with your people on the server, then that would be great because then you could really pick up new people. It'd be a way to kind of recruit, you know. But if you can queue for it, then that kind of eliminates that. Because I thought that would have been a really good tool to recruit people, is that flex rating.
But then again, it kind of comes down to, like, how will the loot system work?
They
said it would be LFR system.
That's stupid. Because you can go in with the guild and nobody can get gear.
Right. Well, and see, that goes back to my old question. Other than reducing the number, what's the difference between that and LFR? Nothing.
Yeah.
Right, so now, we as a whole guild could set a time to get on and do LFR together.
Right.
So it's dumb.
Okay, so this is what Nightmare says. I had totally no idea about this. So he says that you have to have a whole group set up. You won't gain any more via queue. You can now pug then queue. Yeah, you can pug then queue and then in. But he says you queue, but you need to have a group set up, like for the heroic scenarios, and it's done in wings. So you do it like you're queuing for heroic scenario. You have to have your group set up. Sorry, Bell. I totally got confused on your writing right there. Gotcha. So you do have to have a whole group set up already before you even queue.
Then I guess I'm completely confused. I don't understand what it accomplishes.
It's just another tier, I guess. I did not think it was set up that way. I read all about it, and I did not get any of that from what they said. It does work with your battle tags, though, so if you have people on other realms and stuff. Oh, the Golden Pagoda. Did you guys hear about the Golden Pagoda? And the Golden Lotus dailies?
No.
What's the Golden Pagoda? So, from what I've heard in patch 5.4, they are destroying the Golden Pagoda, which is where you did all your Golden Lotus dailies. And the lake that's near there, I don't remember the name of it now, the one you had to do all the dailies around, is being pretty much destroyed, and underneath that lake, there is a entrance to a raid in there.
I kind of saw that, because I think MMO Champion had the 5.4 Siege of Ogrimmar, you know, dungeon or whatever, where they just fly through the rooms and stuff, you know. No NPCs or bosses, but you can kind of see what the architecture looks like. And I remember them going there and going underneath, and they're looking like there was another raid under there. I didn't know if it was part of the same one.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Thing. Yeah.
I kind of skipped out watching that video because I wanted to experience it in the game. I didn't want to look at it all beforehand. Does it look good?
It's alright.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like there's a lot of shit under that cleft of shadows. That's all I'll say. It looks like it goes way further.
Do you have to run through, like, what's that instance in there?
Rage, Fire, and Crimson?
Chasm, or whatever.
Yeah.
You have to run through that, I wonder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really? That's awesome.
Yep. I don't think I'm hitting my right now. It looks going to be a lot of fucking trash.
It looks pretty spread out, yeah.
I wonder how many bosses there's going to be.
You can see, like, some of the places where there's gonna be, like, you know there's going to be a boss encounter, just how the room is set up.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was any of it look like it was taking place outside? You have to fight your way in?
Yep.
So you start outside and you have to fight your way into Ogrimmar?
Mm-hmm. I think probably the first boss can be at the front gate, I believe.
Yeah, it looks like you kind of started the docks.
Oh, that's really cool. So it's totally like a siege.
Almost like a Dragon Soul. How we started all the way back from the temple. You scratching your ass over there, Derek?
No, I'm reading what Bell's saying. Sorry. I thought you were going to keep going. Yeah, I heard about the server merging, Bell, but I didn't really want to talk about it because I hadn't read up on it anywhere. I couldn't find it anywhere else. I just heard about it in one place.
They need
so
to.
I didn't want
to
take it as gospel. I figured we'd talk about it next week if I could find more information on it.
Because I could not find it anywhere. But I will read what you wrote. Calling it virtual servers where multiple servers are all in one. You still log into your own server, but once in, you and a few other servers are all in one area, like everywhere, main cities, everywhere. You can do Arena with them as well because it's all one virtual server. So what do you guys think about that?
Does it mean the Auction House shares too?
The Auction House does share. That's right. Okay, I did hear that. That's right. The Auction House shares. So it's going to... They're merging lower POP servers too. So the Auction Houses are going to be way off. The demand is going to go through the roof on those servers that get merged. I want a list of the servers that's going to get merged because I want to know if I should go and buy up a whole bunch of shit while it's still cheap. And then when the servers merge and the demand goes up, the price is going to freaking skyrocket.
I don't know, because you're going to have the assholes that like to undercut. Because on Storm Reaver, like, shit on there is like fucking cheap as shit compared to Wildhammer.
Yeah, the price may totally dip down if everyone did the same thing. Because then there'll be like a ridiculous amount of it up there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to do a little more research into it, and then we'll probably talk about that one next week. Something popped in my head that I want to talk. Oh, did you guys hear that Titan's getting pushed back?
Mm-hmm.
I brought that up earlier.
When?
She did. When you're talking about the expansion every year, she said that Titan's being pushed back to 2014.
Oh, shit. I didn't even hear you.
Or not 16 or something like that. Yeah, like pretty far back. Yeah.
They didn't like the way it was going, the way it was turning out, so they're pushing it back even more, like pulling a Guild Wars 2 on us.
Yeah, they pushed it back, and they took a bunch of their team. They're like starting over, completely brand new, and they took a bunch of the team off of Titan and put them on World of Warcraft.
Well, I mean, if you think of it like managing a business, it was probably because you had the same people or the same like-minded people. And so what else are they going to do? They have a hard time thinking outside the box of a completely brand new game. So they probably just had to shuffle them back and say, sorry, you can't work on this. We want something completely different. I mean,
yeah, and that's pretty much what they did. They were like, this isn't what we want, so we're starting over. Did you hear about the guy that got let go when Titan, when they pushed back Titan?
Which guy? And why?
He never would give his name. He got rid of, like, I don't know if they fired him or he was just released or what exactly happened, but he got let go and he made a Twitter account and he was, like, releasing all kinds of this information, not, like, NDA stuff, so he couldn't be sued technically, but he was releasing all kinds of information about Titan that hadn't, like, he really he went out of his way to stay out of getting sued territory, but he talked a lot about Titan and about how awesome it was, and he doesn't know why. Like, he seemed really bitter about it because he got let go, probably. No one saw any of that?
Uh-uh.
It was only he created this Twitter, and he was only up for about 24 hours. Every single post has been deleted, the account has been deleted, everything is gone now. But he was up on Twitter for about 24 hours, and then it got all removed. But he was talking about all kinds of Titan shit.
Well, the only thing I was going to add to that about, like, completely redesigning the game and getting all new people on the team is that you basically, even though you weren't the first MMO, Blizzard was the first, like, extremely successful MMO.
Mainstream.
So you created the idea of MMO. So it's going to be really difficult to reinvent yourself when you're the one who set the standard. You know what I mean? Like, at one end, that's freeing, but on the other end, all these other companies have tried to vary the MMO formula, and they don't do as well because why? We're all used to WoW, and we always come back to WoW. So if they're going to reinvent it, it has to be really fucking incredible because people are going to be frustrated.
Yeah. I mean, look at Tor. It was supposed to be the WoW killer. It was marketed as the anti-WoW, and it didn't do so well. I think it's free to play now. But I think one of the guys that was working on Titan, I can't for the life of me remember his name, but one of the guys that was working on Titan was one of the main guys that helped make WoW in the beginning. Like vanilla. And he got moved to over to Titan. I can't remember the guy's name, but now he's like back working on World of Warcraft after Titan got pushed back.
I don't know anything about Titan whatsoever. I know zero. There's nothing out there yet, is there?
I know,
you said about the Twitter guy, but I mean, like, really?
Yeah, very little has been actually released. They've released that it is an MMO. It is none of their current IPs. And I think they alluded to that it's going to be a... I don't know if it's people speculating or this kind of got released, but it's supposed to be like a first-person shooter MMO is what's been being talked about.
Say so, what?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not something I think of when I think of Blizzard as first-person shooter.
Crazy, right? Well, Activision picked up... Blizzard is part of Activision. You guys know that, right?
Yeah.
I'm not blowing anyone's mind here. So they got picked up by Activision. And think about it. Activision, they make the Call of Duties.
Theirs are not that great.
What?
I said theirs are not that great.
They still make millions of dollars. They break records every release.
You know who really don't break records, though?
LeBron James? I don't know. I don't even know where you're going with that.
Oh, no. I was up to Call of Duty reference.
Oh,
Ghost?
Okay.
Because they're putting Infinity Wars back on it. But it's not the main guys from Infinity Wars that made MW2 or Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the guys, the ones that makes this shit really great.
I don't know, dude. They break records like every time, man.
I know they do. I mean, it's Call of Duty. It's just going to break records.
Oh,
just because the name. But the people that makes it, Infinity Wars is the best so far.
Sorry, go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Same way for Halo. Like, Bungie, when they was making Halo, it was great. But once they got off of it, it was like, it's all right. It's just still because of the title of Halo. People buy it.
Right, but they didn't break, like, crazy records, did they?
Yeah.
Oh. I kind of stopped focusing. Like, I kind of stopped keeping an eye on the Halo franchise after 3, so I'm not sure about any of that. I'll just take your word on it.
But yeah, I don't know how this plays in, you know, with the Twitter stuff, but there was a leak, a confidential project leak in 2010, and as a result, Blizzard China's general manager either resigned or terminated after that leak. I don't know if that's the same guy or not, but that's really all I know about it.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure about that. Because they didn't ever release their actual name, I don't think, on the Twitter. I'm really looking forward to Titan. But it's going to be a long time away now.
They pulled another Diablo thing. Push back, push back, push back.
Yeah. They had a game that didn't even get released at one point. They kept pushing it back and pushing it back, and they never made it. I don't remember the name of it, though. Alright, that's going to be it for episode 4 of the Fidelis Guild podcast. I just want to thank everybody for coming. Yeah, Ekat, you got anything to pimp?
Yeah. Yeah, once again, I you know, how I feel about, you know, not transmogging legendaries, and I wanted to... The consensus on the other side, see, there's a post here in a forum from Jane. It says, legendaries are legendaries because you don't see them being thrown around all the time. They each have unique model, and making them transmoggable would take away from their specialness. Jane, you ignorant slut. You see, the only reason that they're special is not the kind of special you think of. When you take them out and wander around a town, somebody looks at you and goes, wow, that's a fucking cool weapon. And then they inspect you, right? And they see the stats on the weapon and go, holy shit, that player's fucking retarded. Okay, so they're not special. They're special ed. Right now, if you want to see legendary weapons, you don't go to WoW, you idiot. You have to go to WoW Wiki. So pull your head out of your ass. Thank you very much, you ignorant bitch.
I should have done you last.
You can still edit it and put him last.
Oh,
God. I was laughing at the first one, you ignorant bitch.
Oh my god.
I was dying to say ignorant bitch. I was like, oh shit. It just got real.
Oh my god. Alright, well, thank you, Kat.
We'll have our room now.
Desmond, you got any shout outs or anything you want to pimp?
No.
No?
Nah, not at all.
Alright, how about you, Seth?
Nah, don't think I have anything to pimp. Nope.
Alright. I know Ellen does.
Yeah, I haven't updated in a while. I've been fighting off some migraines and Warframe, so I haven't updated it in a little bit, in I think a few days, but feminerdcharm.wordpress.com is my girly, but not girly, review site. So there you go.
And for me, I stream on twitch.tv/Titus1821, and you can watch all the raids there Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 6:30 Pacific time. We usually try to record on Thursday nights, usually at about 6:30 Pacific as well. But tonight we got started real late, so we got to do what we can do. Make sure you check the website, fidelstudios.wordpress.com. And follow me on Twitter at FidelisTitus. And that's going to be all for episode 4. Thank you everybody for listening, and for me and everyone in Fidelis, take it easy.
You too can be butthurt. Join Fidelis. Don't forget to check us out on FidelisGuild.com.